Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Samantha, thanks for your email.
Hey, guys.
You know, you said this was a shot in the dark, like, because you didn't think your story was, second date update worthy? Like, can you explain?
Have you heard this
segment?
Yeah,
like, what does that mean?
Yeah, sure. I mean, just because... I mean, we've been dating for about 2 months now is all. And with that being said, you know, we aren't like spending every minute together, not obsessed with each other or anything. So in that 2 months, it just hasn't really been that many dates. Mm. And I mean, is it just me or does that make sense?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
I mean, when we do meet up, we keep it pretty low key.
Right.
We hang out, you know, at the house and things like that. I didn't know if that was okay.
I'd say, well...
This is all made up.
Samantha, yeah, there's no rules.
There are very few rules.
Yes, it's maybe a couple.
There probably are some.
But yeah. Like, it comes down to this, all right? Were you or were you not recently ghosted by this dude for reasons that were never explained or made clear to you?
Yeah, honestly, that's exactly what happened.
There you go.
Not like I've been completely blocked, but he has definitely been very distant.
Okay. And I'm guessing you want to get things back on track. Or at least find out how he feels about the situation and go from there, right?
Yeah. I really like him. And I just want to know what's going on through his head because this whole thing is just really confusing.
Yeah, they usually are. Yeah. So proceed.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say you guys knew each other for a while. It wasn't like you just matched on an app or something.
Yeah, no. Actually, he's friends with my cousin. So we've known each other for a few years.
Oh.
And... yeah, we started off more like acquaintances, though, more than anything else. But I recently wrapped up a divorce, you know, a little over a year ago. And things got progressively flirtier after he found that out.
Oh, okay. All right. And you say you both stay pretty busy and you don't go on a traditional date. So is that something both of you signed up for? Like, are y'all both on the same page?
I mean, yeah, I think he appreciates that he doesn't have to make, like, a huge effort, if that makes sense.
It does.
I think he's a bit of a homebody, too. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really works out for me because I have a six-year-old, you know, and if he wants to do things all the time, I think I'd literally go broke from the child care alone.
Hey, man. Definitely makes sense. So things were going really well until he just up and got super distant. So what do you think happened? Like, what is it that you're worried about?
Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I'm worried that he thinks I'm boring.
Oh, geez.
He's divorced too, but he doesn't have any kids. And I know a lot of my time is spoken for, but I'm not willing to get out and do more. I just get tired, you know? Single mom life is no joke.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that it's not a huge problem for him. I might be too much in my head about it, you know, but I think it's worth asking.
And we can do that.
We certainly can. So Tim's his name. We're going to get him on the phone, and we're going to see what we can do. We're going to talk to him. Coming up next is Frito and Katie. It's going to be right around 7:20.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Samantha has been dating Tim for 2 months, she says.
House dating.
But they haven't been on that many dates. And yeah, the dates they did go on, they didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
They were at her house.
That some people like that. Some people don't. Some people just...
She said she thought he was a homebody, but then she's also worried that he might find her boring.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm afraid about. But
so
we'll see.
Let's call him and find out. Tim. Hey, is this Tim?
Yeah, hi. What's going on?
We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Tim, how are you?
Why?
Polite curiosity.
Yeah.
No, I mean, why are y'all calling? This is weird.
It is. It's a little weird.
Good question.
We do have good reason.
Yeah, we're calling you with a free date package, Tim. So it's some good news at least.
what kind of date package?
Lots of questions. Wow. That's good.
All right. I mean, that's good to be cautious. Worried. Yeah. So essentially a build your own night out is what it boils down to. It's like whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, you get to pick, and then we just pay, right? But we also pick the girl you go out with. That's a condition of us, like, footing the bill.
This is about Samantha, I'm assuming?
It is.
Hey,
yes,
okay.
It is about Samantha.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think?
Look.
Okay, so what's the hesitation, man? What's going on?
All right. I guess this is going to make me sound bad, but there are some problems, and I don't know how to handle them, okay? She's got a son. He's 6, so we're spending a lot of time at her house. That's easier for everyone. And that part's fine. I mean, I don't really like going out anyway. I get weird crowds and stuff.
Okay.
So you don't find Samantha boring in any way?
No, definitely not that. Okay. The issue is she's still sleeping with her son, like every night. The son sleeps in her bed. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if he has night terrors or something, but it's not good, and it definitely can't be healthy.
No, he's right, guys. It's definitely not the best situation.
Samantha?
Yeah, we had her on the line.
One thing you didn't ask us.
Yeah, no, guys, I do. It's just hard. I mean, he's never been good with sleeping on his own or even in his room. But after the whole divorce, it's just got so much worse. Uh-oh. And since I'd actually like to get some sleep, it's just easier if he stays in the bed with me. And it's my fault. I know it's my fault. And I'm enabling him. I haven't really tried to break him off of these habits, I guess. But I'm kind of just hoping it'll eventually solve itself.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But in the meantime, you know, if I'm staying over there, I'm on the couch or the guest room. And if I'm being honest, that sucks. You know, I've known Samantha for a while now, and there's this relationship, and that's awesome. But then I'm giving up a giant part of it because this kid is where I'm supposed to be. So, you know, we're not having any room for intimacy of any kind, and that's the problem.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Again, I am not disagreeing, but that's where we are right now. Yeah. Like I said, it's always been bad, but now it's almost escalated, and I don't want to force him out. You know, that doesn't seem right either. And yeah, I like you a lot, but if it comes down to it, I'm going to pick my kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to pick your kid, I mean, I'd think less of you if you didn't, probably. But, you know, we can't have a normal grown-up relationship until this gets fixed. So, look, I mean, I feel bad bringing it up because I get it. I get what you're going through. But what is the point of me staying on some crappy guest bed and getting no sleep and being aggravated and frustrated all night? You know, what is keeping me there?
I mean, I'd hope the knowledge that my life is messy and you've got to work through some things, but good things come to those who wait. I don't know. It's sad to hear you talk that way. And quite honestly, I can see you being slightly annoyed by it, but I definitely don't think it's something to keep you up at night. It's a little ridiculous. I mean, my son isn't 14. He's 6.
No, you're right. But if he's getting worse and not like getting better, like what's to say he won't still be trying to do this when he's into his teens, you know? Like you've said,
it's made fun of for one.
Well,
right?
There is that. But you said it's not sustainable. So you get where he's coming from, right?
I mean, it's not his place. Yeah. I'm sorry, but this is none of your business. I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I'm open to working on this, and I'm open to try and figure this out. But I guess I'm wondering, is that like an ultimatum or something?
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving you an ultimatum. I just don't know if I can keep doing this if you're not going to try to make some kind of change.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
that sounds pretty much like an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Textbook kind of is. And yeah, I mean, we don't know if he has any right to ask that of you in general. I mean, we really don't. I'm kind of leaning towards he doesn't.
Oh, man.
Well, look, if I'm being unreasonable, then my bad, I guess. But I think I'm right to be concerned.
Well, I mean, we can We can find out. Like, do you want to know? You want to know, like, how it hits everyone else and then go from there?
I think this would bother most people, but fine, ask him. Let's see.
All right. Look, guys, like, hang on the line. Think about it. We'll be back with you in a few minutes, okay?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.